hour.
Just dropped my pen. Got it. Welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show. We got a busy one still in the works. Nuggets, Lakers tonight, Rams and Cowboys tonight. We got the border war going on, so a lot to get to today. It's been a weird week, man. I mean, this whole Jeff Breidich, Dick Monfort thing. We heard from Ed McCaffrey earlier today in his press conference. You got Dylan McCaffrey coming to town. McCaffrey's a running Greeley. Apparently that's a bad thing to say, and you'll get in trouble for it if you say it. Don't say it. But we're going to get to a lot of that. But I've got something fun coming up that I'm participating in. We've got a great friend of the station, great friend of the show, Shane McWaters with Sweetheart City Racing. Shane, my friend.
Yeah, man.
Good to see you, man.
Good to see you again, buddy.
I'm ready for this thing.
Yeah, I've been seeing your posts, and you're looks like you're locked and loaded and ready to get it done.
Well, what you don't realize is I stand out there for a little bit, and then I just pretend I'm out of breath, and then I take a picture.
That's
and I'm
brilliant.
Like, whew, just ran a mile.
It's way more efficient that way.
Yeah. My sister, she is a runner, actually.
Yeah.
And she said she didn't believe that I was running. She's like, you're just taking pictures of your face. And it's cold out, so it looks like you're tired, kind of, because your face is red.
Yeah.
But no, the Sweetheart Classic coming up, reimagined, or the official term for this?
So our part of it is just the Sweetheart Classic.
Okay.
Is our race.
And then their festival that's going to be going
Sweetheart
on.
Sweetheart Festival reimagined. Yeah. Visit Loveland started that a few years ago. And with all of the stuff, you know, they had to kind of do a virtual event, you know, where in the past it's been a live, big live event downtown on 4th Street, kind of in the Foundry, and a lot of stuff going on. There's still a lot of stuff going on down there.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot for them to, people need to just kind of check out, visit Loveland's page and see the reimagined part. I think you can, like, go find all these hearts around town and do stuff like that. So
one of our morning shows, they were talking about that this morning, actually. So and I love downtown Loveland's great, but if you haven't been there in a while, and a lot of people haven't been to a lot of places in a while, but I was there not too long ago, and man, there's just so much happening.
A lot of stuff going on. Yeah, it's really cool because, you know, this race used to be, years ago, it was out at Loveland High School, and because of the festival, we ended up moving it downtown, which we really wanted to do anyway.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And it's a cool course. You know, you get a lot of kind of diversity on our race course, you know, starting downtown, and then you kind of get out around River's Edge, so it feels like you're kind of in the country, and it's, you know, great views of the mountains on years when there's not snow falling from the sky, which this year we're not
we're
supposed
hopeful.
To.
We're hopeful,
yeah,
right.
We're praying for sunshine. We've ordered up sunshine. We'll see what we get.
Yeah. So. I'm excited for it, man.
Yeah.
All right, so talk to us a little more about the Classic, the race, Saturday, February 13th.
Yep.
And I love it. You're painting that picture because it's a good mix. You know, you're downtown, but you're also kind of out in the countryside of it, too.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a fun time there. A lot of people get involved. And they don't necessarily have to be like these, you know, perfectly trained Usain Bolt-type runners, right?
No way.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, good for you. So you're saying there's
a
chance.
I asked that for me and me alone. Like, right. You don't have to be good at running or anything, do you?
No.
And if you pass out, totally normal.
Whatever.
No one's making fun of you?
We have EMTs on site, so.
Oh, that's even better.
Just let us
better.
Know where you're going down, and we'll get him out there to you.
You might want to have, like, one of those drones following me over top or something just to keep track.
That's not a bad thought.
Yeah.
We might actually do that.
So a lot of people get involved. And how do you start this thing? Like, is it like a shotgun type start? Or how does that work?
Yeah, so with all the COVID protocols and all the things that we do, we kind of set the tone last year to on how races were going to be done. So what we're going to do this for the Classic in particular is 75 people every 5 minutes. And so starting I don't know for sure. I got to talk to my wife because she does that part. Remember that part of the conversation last time? I just do what I'm told. She's the brains and the pretty and all of the things. I just go where I'm told.
So, that sounds a lot like my situation.
Well, it's, you know, I've made it 19 years with her, so that's
don't deviate now.
No. We ain't
stay on that path.
Right. So we'll send out an email to all the participants, and you'll be able to sign up for a wave time starting at 2:30, and then they'll just go every 5 minutes after that, and then you'll get out there and get after it and run your four miles or so, and come back and see us.
So four miles.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. It's not six.
Depends on who you ask. No. You might have your own special course.
It doesn't feel like, correct me if I'm wrong, because where I run in my neighborhood, if you go a mile or two, it feels like you're going a mile or two. But with the setting, and again, I'm trying to make myself feel better.
Yeah, yeah.
But with the setting and everything around it, it doesn't even feel like you're running.
No, and that's I think really and truly, like, of all the courses we do, this one probably has the most diversity in a compact course, in a 4 mile course, because, like I said, you're starting out on concrete. Once you get out to River's Edge, you're going to be on kind of some gravel, dirt, you know, path kind of stuff, surface. So yeah, it really. And once you get out there, there's usually geese on the ponds, and you know, it's just a different look. So
nice.
You get to go under First Street on the rec path and get out there. So it's a really cool, unique, diverse course, and you'll get it. So about the time it starts to hurt, the view should change.
It's like, all I'm seeing is blurry, man. Is that how this is supposed to be?
Yeah, if you start seeing stars, you might like raise your hand and flag somebody down and
now,
you know, help out.
What are the what about walking? Is that a possibility?
That's a total possibility.
Okay.
Yeah.
That,
in
again,
fact, actually, we do. That's a good question. We actually have people that will literally
we'll just
walk the whole thing.
Yeah.
That, I mean, that's their exercise for the day.
I love that. Because, personally, for me, I love that.
Yeah, yeah.
But what I love about what you guys do, yes, you get everybody together, and it's a lot of fun, and there are a lot of unique races throughout the year, but you're always doing it for a cause. There's always something that you're giving back to.
Exactly.
And this one, not unique to this. I mean, you're doing it again for this one.
Yeah, so we've got a lot of our local middle school, mostly middle school this time around. In fact, you'll actually see them on the course. These kids come out, and they'll be supporting you as you're running around. So if you get in a pinch and you see a 13-year-old, they're probably there to help you.
Hopefully they're strong enough to pull me away, get out of everybody's way so they don't step on me.
If you go down, just tuck and roll.
That's my plan.
But yeah, we've got three or four middle schools right now that are going to be out there supporting and helping out. And we do give a portion of the money back to help support these running programs because we're trying to support the future of the sport.
Yeah.
And keep these kids going and let them see that, you know, this is even at a young age, like they'll see old guys like us out there, you know, doing it.
That's
and
right.
Even older. I mean, we got an 80-year-old signed up. I mean,
that's awesome.
It's super cool, man.
Well, what I love about that too, and I don't care, we talk a lot about sports here, and I don't care what the sport is, or not even the sport, the activity, whatever it is. I just think it's so crucial to have something that you are into outside of school.
Yes.
You know, it can be chess club, it can be running, it can be basketball.
Totally agree.
And that's what I love about what you guys are doing here. You're ensuring that there's always going to be this activity.
Yes.
Raising money and raising funds for this sport. No, it's not football and basketball, but I was a track kid. My sister was, we loved it. It was it was a very impactful in our lives.
Yeah.
And to be able to give back to those programs to help them continue is absolutely huge.
Yeah, man. Well, and that's it's cool you say that because I look at running, you know, I didn't start running until I was almost 30. You know, so I was a musician growing up. My brother was a high school track and cross country star. He went to Oklahoma State on a cross country scholarship. So he still is running to this day. In fact, he's a race director down in Texas. But you know, for me and Sarah, we didn't start running until we were almost, you know, close to 30. And it just became one of those things from simplicity. Like, I needed to lose some weight. Mm. I would have told you I was in good shape. And then I tried to go run around the block. It's like, I'm going to die. You know?
And the older you get, and your running is weird. You're like, why do I feel like a penguin kind of when I'm moving? That's how I am now, yeah.
Yeah. And it's cool because it's this, in my opinion, it's the simplest activity. I love that word that you used. It's the simplest activity to keep people moving and giving them something to do. And there's community around it. I mean, we've got four group runs in Loveland that people can participate in. You know, through the brewery runs on Thursdays. We've got a Monday group. I mean, there's Saturday. We've got track nights that'll fire up here in a couple of months. So there's ways for people to get plugged in during the week in between, right? Because we only do a race every, you know, month or month and a half or so. And so being able to give people, you know, that community throughout the week is awesome. I mean, we got a young gal. I've probably talked about her before, but Haley, if you're listening, she's 13. She ran her first half marathon this year. Last year.
Wow.
You know, she went out and ran a race out at Sylvandale that we did last year as well. And she ran 6 hours on this gnarly, gnarly single track trail. And to see somebody like that that has a passion for it, that this is something she can continue doing, you know, forever, it's just super fun. I mean, she's just a fun to watch.
And that's the thing. Like, it's hard to, you can go play basketball by yourself, but that's not, you know, it's hard. You can't go throw a football, you know.
You can't, but you look weird.
You literally look weird. Trust me, I do it, you know. And throwing frisbees, really tough. Still haven't accomplished that goal of throwing it and catching it.
That would be, then you're running a different race.
Still working on it. but that's the thing. You can, like, I've been running now on the weekends. At least I've been telling people that.
Yeah. image is all that matters.
That's it. They just got to look at the pictures right. and go, oh, yeah, he's clearly he's tired.
Good. Here's a trick on race day. Make sure when you see our photographers, that's when you, like, kind of perk up and make sure everything looks good. You can,
like,
you can
have
look
a
like
good
death,
run. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You can look like death warmed over in between, but when you see the photographer, straighten it up, like, no problems, and then you can die again once you.
They're going to catch me, like, hands on my knees, crying, a little bit of crying going on.
And you do sign a waiver with us that says we can use your image for promotional
stuff. That's fine. Stuff too, I wouldn't even need to sign it. It's fine. I actually am really excited.
Yeah.
But, you know, how about music? Can you listen to music and stuff on the way? Is that okay?
We do allow that. That's a good question. We just ask that it's not, like, super loud where you can't hear people around you.
That's true. So probably no, like, death metal or anything like that.
You can, just, you know.
More of a softer version of your death metal.
Yeah, yeah, yep.
But that, I found that to be very peaceful.
Yeah,
like, I was running the other day, and I did about a mile and a half, and I walked, and I was like, wow, I walked into the house and I feel pretty good. I kind of want to go back out and do that. So I don't know. Maybe it is the older I'm getting, I'm looking at it going, this is an activity that I don't need to call five or six other friends to get together to play basketball or whatever.
Yep.
It's something that I could just go do pretty much any time. Yep. And getting together for these races, I mean, it gives you kind of a little goal to shoot for, too. You try to improve your time.
And that's really, you know, when people talk about, you know, how do I get started, what I do, one of the first things we talk about is get a race on the calendar, because exactly what you just said, that gives you a target, it gives you a goal, it gives you something to, you know, kind of look for and train for. And then it also, for me, because I'm really bad about the training, I love kind of race day and going out and stuff like that, but the training process for me, it's not my favorite, and probably like a lot of folks.
Yeah.
So, you know, too, like, okay, I got a race on, you know, February 13th. If I don't start running until February 1st, February 13th is going to really hurt.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be a rough go.
I put the money down. I've done all the things. You know, I've got all that kind of commitment made. Now I've got to really follow through with the training process. And I'll go back to what I said earlier too. I think having the community and those things to be able to plug into. You know, most people do go out and run by themselves, which is awesome, and that's part of the reason I love it. It's just
you do it on your own.
Turn the brain off. You know, I talk about getting older. I went from listening to, like, metal and music and, you know, classic rock, stuff like that. I'll put on a podcast, you know, because then I feel like I'm getting smarter while I'm.
Oh, yeah. Well, you probably turn it on the whole show, right?
Absolutely.
Of course, you're getting smarter as you go single time.
What else would I listen to?
Yeah. I mean, we're guiding you as you run, right?
Yeah.
And of course, you turn that off and you're like, wow, I'm very educated.
Yeah, I'm way smarter. Like, I'm just oozing smartness now.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think that's fair to say.
Totally fair.
Shane, what else do we need to throw out there, man, for people that are listening, that are thinking about this? Because, I mean, I'm doing it. It's not an intimidating thing. I'm doing
you're
this
in.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I already signed up. I'm ready to go.
Yep.
I think I got my shirt ordered. Is that right?
You did.
You got to help me out with that.
I got you. Yep.
Terrible with anything that involves a computer. But it's really easy, and it's not an intimidating thing. It's a really fun thing.
Yeah, it's going to be a blast. You know, the festival, the event, again, we're kind of going through all the safety measures. If people want to know what, you know, kind of what the COVID stuff looks like, it's all on our website, sweetheartcityracing.com.
Okay.
It's all in there. But again, we kind of set the tone on how racing is done live and with the protocols and the wave starts and all that, you know, 6 feet start line. It's going to look like a IndyCar start.
Okay.
You know, where cars are spread out and then they kind of go.
Yeah.
So it'll kind of look like that to a certain degree, but getting downtown, I mean, this is a big thing for us too. And part of the reason we like this race being downtown is come hang out and support those downtown businesses. That is huge, huge for us. We have a couple. Crazy Carl's Pizza is our title sponsor this year. They are not yet in downtown. I haven't had them yet, but I hear they are.
Yeah, I've had
like
them.
The real deal.
They're really good. Yeah.
So I'm excited and can already see the weight coming back.
Hey, it makes it worth it when you run. Like we talked about, you get to the end, you have a beer, have a slice of pizza.
Exactly.
It's all worth it. It tastes better.
Exactly.
Everything tastes a little bit better.
Yep. So they're going to be title sponsor for us. Again, like I said, we're hosted by Visit Loveland. My buddy that owns Voodoo Cajun Kitchen is actually going to be providing finish line food.
Oh, sweet.
So, yeah, you can pick from either his red beans and rice or his gumbo. And, dude, he's from southern Louisiana. It's like real deal. So that'll be waiting for you at the finish line as well.
I love it.
It's going to be a good time. I mean, there's still, you know, all of the businesses are all open down there. You know, you might have to, if you're going to kind of hang out after the race, you know, you might have to make a reservation at one of the restaurants or whatever. But tons of stuff going on. I know Visit Loveland's got a couple things set up down there that's going on for the festival weekend too. So it's going to be a good time. It's going to be a good time.
No, I'm very excited. Happy to be a part of it, man.
Yeah, and we're excited to see you out there.
I think you should be excited to see me out there. I don't know. We'll see.
Listen, it's going to be either, because I'm going to be at the finish line waiting on you.
Yeah.
So it's either going to be like a high five or we'll like catch you on the way across.
Just be ready. Just be ready. You know, get like a fire extinguisher and just do that. Yeah. Just put me out.
Just doubt
at Got that
it.
Point. No, I'm pumped about it. Might have a few family members wanting to come out. So
awesome. And Colfax has signed up?
Colfax ready to go. Well, he said he was going to be at the brewery waiting.
Yeah, that's a good spot. Yeah,
he said, you know, that's, and so we're
going to go hang out at Loveland Elworks. You'll watch him run right by you.
Sounds good. I'll be eating some gumbo and having a beer.
Yeah, listening to Queen probably too, right,
Colfax? I don't know about that.
Shane, appreciate you as always, my friend. And we look forward to it. I can't wait.
It's going to be a good time.
All right, man. We'll catch up with you soon, okay?
Thanks, Brady. Appreciate it, man.
20 minutes after the hour, we'll catch up now with Chris Dempsey of Altitude TV. You got Nuggets Lakers tonight. I'm excited for that one. It's a big Thursday night, plus my Thursday night special coming up. We'll get to all that and more. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m. Hear Mornings with Gale, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Hey, what's going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS 4 down in Denver, Colorado, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
After the hour. Welcome back to the show. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. I'm live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Big game tonight, a rematch of the Western Conference Finals back in the bubble days. Nuggets, Lakers tonight. On to talk with us about that game. Chris Dempsey of Altitude TV, our Nuggets insider here. Chris, my man, I'm very much looking forward to this one tonight.
But yeah, it should be a lot of fun. You're talking about, you know, two teams that have designs on winning a title. Obviously, the Lakers did win the title last year, and the Nuggets, this is kind of the reverse of what we were talking about with the Utah Jazz games, which was, well, you know, is Utah looking at this as revenge, you know, anything kind of like that. And so now the Nuggets are on the other side of that coin, having lost to the Lakers. And last season's playoffs, I should say. And so, yeah, it should be fun. I mean, it's one of the best. It's the top five offense in the Nuggets, and it's the number one defense in the Lakers. And so something is going to give here tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be a big one. Obviously, there's a lot of roster points we can look at, but bottom line is you're dealing with two of the best now in the NBA. Nikola Jokic, we knew it for a while, Chris, but nationally for sure, it's picking up. Nikola Jokic becoming a household name, and this is going to be a big opportunity for the Nuggets, for Nikola Jokic, going up against LeBron. But I mean, now people are jokingly, of course, comparing the two, which is hilarious to get his response to that, Jokers.
Yeah, it was, yeah, he just laughs because he... You know, he starts off like you know, this is the best player in the world.
Right.
So, yeah, and it was a funny answer before he got serious with it. But, yeah, you know, I mean, I think for Nikola Jokic, you know, he's there. You know, there's no more. I wonder if what the fans – I mean, you have no – just look at the All-Star voting. He's second in the West. I mean,
yeah.
So – yeah, in the front court, among the front court players. And so, like, you know, this isn't there's no more, no respect with him anymore. There's no more, does he need to gain respect? Do people not know who he is? Yeah, they do. The whole nation does. And, you know, he is greatly respected across this league. And, you know, I'm sure, you know, the Lakers are talking about just exactly what they need to do to slow him down. A little bit, and you know, because that's going to be a focal point of theirs. But you know, I understand where the question came from. You know, they're both good passers, they're both facilitated, they both can score it, all that kind of stuff. And he had fun with that too.
Well, and I mean, wasn't it Greg Popovich? Was it last year that he made some of those comparisons, saying maybe kind of their pass first sometimes mentality and the way they pass, the way they get their teams involved. So it's far fetched to compare them like athletically, but there are a few comparisons when you look at how they get their teams involved, how they elevate their teams.
Yeah, yeah, they're both, you know, they're both these kinds of players that are very high IQ players that are, you know, they play basketball a certain way, and it's not necessarily to always go out and just overwhelm you with scoring the ball. And you know, there's subtleties that they can understand. There's plays that they can see developing before most other players can see it developing. And you know, from the way that they view the game, I think that to me is the biggest similarity is their approach and their view, and how they see the basketball court. They just see everything happening before anybody else does, and you know, it's a special kind of player that's able to do that. And those two are in the same category in that respect.
Talking to Chris Dempsey of Altitude TV. Going back, last time we saw the Nuggets, as you mentioned, that Utah Jazz game, for the most part, they controlled that game. Maybe a shock to some just to see how they won that game. Then the next game we wanted to see was with the Pistons, of course, with Jeremy Grant maybe going back to play the Nuggets and ended up being postponed. Chris, what does it look like now? This first time this happened with the Nuggets, as far as rescheduling that game, does that happen, or where are we with that situation?
Yeah, so the NBA, from what we've been able to see so far, the NBA has just kind of rolled out these, on random days, these batches of games that have been rescheduled. And, you know, for the Detroit Pistons, that game is going to be interesting because Detroit was on the second of a five-game Western Conference road trip. And so obviously when if you're a Western team going east or an Eastern team coming west, I mean, you can't just throw that game in the middle of any week.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Just say, hey, Detroit, guess what? On, you know, Monday you're playing at home. On Tuesday you're in Denver. On Wednesday you're back at home. Like, that's not the way that's going to work. And so it'll be interesting to see how they do that. Maybe that is one of the games. Well, I was going to say maybe that is one of the games that gets rescheduled for maybe just over the All-Star break, but maybe not if there's going to be an All-Star game. So it's probably going to be made up in the second half of the season, and the NBA will jam it in there somewhere. Probably when Detroit, I was going through their schedule, and this is the actual first time that they've been out to any Western Conference city. So usually what this, you know, each you have two or three of those kind of longish road trips out to the other conference. So I'm sure they have one or two or more of those. I know they definitely have at least one. Maybe there's multiple more of those in the second half of the season for them, and maybe that's where the NBA tries to jam in a game against the Nuggets, into one of those road trips there.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I think you tweeted about it, how curious we'll be to kind of see how the NBA continues to navigate through this process. Nicole, get back to Nikola Jokic with you, Chris. You were tweeting about this, too, being named the Western Conference Player of the Month and then the back-to-back for the weeks. He's passing up all these greats. I mean, you know, he's now passing up several players as far as how many Western Conference Players of the Week he's getting. When you start to see stuff like that, You're looking at greatness. You're looking at the greatest player to ever play for your team when you see a guy continue to pass up those historical records, as we're seeing with these awards.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, his resume is building, and you know, it's one thing to put up points and rebound. You know, just to score the ball, to put up points and rebound production, that kind of thing. It's one thing to be able to do that. It's another thing for that to translate into victories for your basketball team. And when that translates to victories, then that translates to awards. And when you start to pile them up, it's at the end of the career, you look back and go, whoa, look at, there was X number of players of the week. There were X number of players of the month. There were X number of all-stars, first team or second team, or third team, all NBA, all defense. And these are the things that when you start to pile them up together, now the question is, okay, what kind of player, or how does he stack up to the greatest players on a franchise's history, some of the greatest players at his position in the league's history, and then the big one, which is just greatest players, period, in the history of the league. And so, yeah, Nikola, you know, he's getting into this space of time where, you know, he's so good and so consistent at being good, and his, you know, his production is equaling victories for the Nuggets, and he's starting to get recognized for that kind of stuff. And, you know, this is, you know, 2 years ago he had his first All-Star berth, then there was another one, and he had, you know, the All-NBA team, and now he's starting to collect these little thin slice awards with the player of the week and the player of the month. And yeah, I mean, you start to put them all together and it becomes a resume that's pretty undeniable when you start comparing him to the greats of the franchise and into the league. And so Nikola's just, he's on that road now, and let's just see where it goes.
Yeah, like I said, building a resume, also building a resume for that MVP side of things. And these kind of games tonight, I mean, if you shine when the bright lights are on you against a league favorite, and as you said, the greatest player in the world, this extremely famous group here with the Lakers, this would be another big thing on his resume. All right, what do the Nuggets need to do tonight, Chris, to be able to? I think they're 5-point dogs tonight. How do they pull off the upset?
Well, against the Lakers, it's the first thing you just don't want to do is get in a turnover battle. You want to win that somehow. The Lakers are the very best in this league at turning you over and then immediately getting that up the court and scoring points off of turnovers. It was a real problem. As I was going to say, it was a problem for the Nuggets in the bubble, but you know, it was a problem for everybody in the bubble because that's how the Lakers operate. They're a very good defensive team, the best defensive team. And so cutting your turnovers down will cut down the transition opportunities for the Lakers, also one of the best fast-breaking teams, transition teams in the NBA. And now if you can start to limit their opportunities in transition, now you can buckle down and play defense on them in the half court. It's just going to be a lot harder now than it was last year, because now you have Montrezl Harrell, who was a sixth man of the year last year. He's now on their team. You've swapped out Dennis Schroeder for Rajon Rondo, so that's an upgrade. You swapped out JaVale McGee and Dwight Howard for Mark Gasol, who was multiple-time defensive player of the year. And then you have swapped out Danny Green for Wes Matthews. And so you can just see where their roster has gotten better, and they've already won the title. And so, but for the Nuggets, keep them out of transition. That really starts with your turnovers, no live ball turnovers, because that's how they get into transition. Make them play 5-on-5. Then offensively, you must find players beyond Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray that can score the ball. That really was an issue for the Nuggets against the Lakers in the bubble playoffs. You know, they just did not have enough outside scoring outside of those two. And so that means Michael Porter Jr. has to show up. That means Will Barton has to show up. Gary Harris has been obviously shooting the ball a lot better and getting to spots where he can knock them in. You need all of those guys to really perform against a team like the Lakers.
Hey, what are we looking at as far as health in the lineup, Chris? PJ Dozier still out, I'm assuming.
And then, and I said Gary Harris, and he's not playing.
Is he out tonight for sure? Okay.
Yeah. So there you go. And, that puts even more pressure on a Will Barton and on a Michael Porter Jr. To really have to step up. You know, the other thing is when you're how are you defending LeBron and Anthony Davis? And those two are very hard to handle. I mean, especially obviously LeBron, because he can have the ball in any, you know, he can bring the ball up, and it's hard to double team him. It's hard to just kind of really hone in on him. It's a little easier to get that figured out with Anthony Davis, because if he'll catch it on the block, you can immediately double team him. If he catches it on the perimeter, however, then you know your team defense has to hold up. You have to hold up one on one in front of him. He can obviously knock in three pointers at a very, very high percentage. But then if he gets into this mode where he wants to back down that player, now you can bring multiple defenders to maybe get the ball out of his hands.
Yeah, well, Chris, it's going to be a fun one tonight. I hope it's close. I hope the Nuggets can find a way to get it done. It's going to be a battle for sure, but looking forward to it as always. Chris, what do you guys have for coverage going on tonight?
We don't. This is a TNT exclusive, so we'll do that. Then actually, what we will do, I know, I'm pretty sure it's going to be me, and I'm not exactly sure who else. We will do some stuff at halftime on social. Just to kind of break things down, tell you what we saw set up the second half as well. So, and then we'll be back on the television side on Saturday. I believe that's an afternoon game against the Sacramento Kings. So that'll be on altitude for sure, and that'll be a pregame, you know, pregame and postgame situation. All, you know, everything that we do on a normal game. So tonight we'll take it off. I know Scott Hastings will do the radio broadcast with Jason Kosmiski on Altitude Radio 92.5, and that'll about do it for us today.
All right, man. Well, we'll look forward to whatever you provide. It's always solid stuff, and then a full broadcast later on in the week. Always appreciate you, man.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you.
All right, Chris Dempsey, Altitude TV. Yeah, Nuggets-Lakers tonight. It's going to be a big one. Going to be a great – this is a hell of an opportunity for Nikola Jokic. You're talking about building a resume. Well, this one will – if you can find a way to come up big, get 47 points against the Jazz. I don't know if that's happening tonight, but they're going to need something big because the Lakers have a hell of a defense. How about this one, Colfax? If you're Drew Locke, how do you feel about this on the Broncos side of things? Kareem Jackson was on TMZ, star Broncos safety, talking about how great it would be to have Deshaun Watson. Okay, well, now Jerry Jeudy's coming out saying, he said, it would be exciting to have Deshaun Watson there. You know, he's a great quarterback. He's had a great career at Houston. We're looking forward to a decision. At the end of the day, I can't control the QB. I can only focus on me and what I need to do to get better, making it easier for the QB to make the throw. I don't put it on the QB. Jerry, of course, he struggled with drops. But how do you feel if you're Drew Locke?
I mean, does Drew Locke think he's Deshaun Watson?
No. Okay. But if you're hearing all these players talk about it, I mean, like, you went to battle with all these guys throughout the year, and now it's pretty much, they're very vocal about wanting Deshaun Watson in Denver. That's tough. I'm telling you, if Locke somehow comes out of this on the other side and turns out to be a decent quarterback, you're going to look at this offseason as like, this is the Rocky montage moment for Drew. You know, I like I said, I don't think he's the guy. I have my own thoughts on the quarterback situation. I think 3 first-round picks is crazy, and I don't even think that gets the job done. That just gets the phone. That just gets you to answer your phone or call back. So, no, I'm not there. And I'm sorry. I'm not saying Jerry Jeudy's a bust, but he didn't play like a first-round pick last year. So I don't know. I love Cortland Sutton. We didn't see him, though. How is he going to rebound after the injury? Bottom line is, offensively, you're dealing with a young group that I like on the offensive line. And I do like Noah Fant. I think he made a few strides. But it's a pretty young wide receiver group. So how good will Deshaun Watson make the Broncos? And are you willing to throw out all these first-round picks, second-round picks, key players? And you still gotta pay some guys. You still gotta pay Justin Simmons. All right, 40 minutes after the hour, Thursday night specials coming up next. But first, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.
This is Miles Blumhardt, sports editor at the Fort Collins Coloradoan, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Thursday, so good to me. Thursday evening, it was all I picked it to be. Oh, Thursday evening. Thursday evening, could you guarantee that Friday morning my pig would still be here with me?
Just gorgeous. Just gorgeous.
Thursday
night. It can only start one way, and that's with an epic tune from, a track from the best of Colfax. The best of Colfax and Thursday nights. Catch it. On Amazon, is it out there yet, or the
DM me.
Okay.
Yeah. You'll get your physical copy.
Just like cut a bunch of, send them over to somebody. Or you'll just go ahead and record it live real fast and send it over.
Could do that.
Great stuff, man. Great work by you. Nuggets, Lakers tonight. That's where I'm looking. And I was going to go a different route. I had 2 different ways I was going to go. One in this game, and then I was thinking about CSU Wyoming. tonight. I was thinking, all right, I think the Rams are going to go cover, actually. That was where I was going to go. Rams are going to go to Wyoming and cover. I backed away a little bit, kind of looking at Wyoming, and then they did put up a good test against Boise State. So I'm going to back away from that. I'm going to go risky here. I'm going risky. Lakers, Nuggets. Lakers are favored by 5 points tonight. And, you know, sitting at 16-6, they're running that Western Conference. But the Nuggets are storming back, man. You know, there were several games under 500 for a while, but they have not looked back. They're 12-8, starting to get back to the top. Get this, Colfax. Nikola Jokic is receiving, in the Western Conference, he is third in votes received, only behind LeBron James and Steph Curry. I think it's fair to say that Joker is arriving as a big-time superstar amongst the fans. Got to prove it tonight, though. The big stage. And I think the big stage is tough. TNT, Lakers. I like the Nuggets winning.
Hold on to your butts.
Play on the speed, Garrett.
What's up with your hands, man?
I'm a cookie monster. Mike Miller always said I'm a cookie monster. And I'm going to steal that from him, so I'm a cookie monster.
Give it to Jokic. He's away! And he slams it through. So the slamming Serbian away.
Kawabunga!
Jokic a chance to tie it. Oh! Jokic hits it!
Joker.
We are the same athletic-wise. We are... I don't know if you jump this high when you actually...
No, I don't think you can.
And then that quickness, you know, he's a little bit older.
Cleveland! This is for you!
Maybe not that good defensively. I don't know if he can keep up speed.
Oh, the Cookie Monster. Well done, Colfax. The Cookie Monster is taking control tonight. The Lakers have the best defense, but I like Joker coming up big. Murray, I think Murray's probably going to bring you his average. You know, he's probably going to get you 15, 16, 17, and I'm just going to learn to deal with that. Look for Porter. Look for Porter tonight. I think Porter's going to have a huge, huge night on this one, in this one. TNT tonight, I think 8 o'clock. So I like the Nuggets pulling off the big-time upset against the Lakers. We'll see if I can start February off 1-0. Went 3-1 in January, going with the Nuggets tonight. 49 minutes after the hour, wrap up the show on the other side. What's on the tube? What's on KFKA? We'll be right back.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m. NoCo now. Weekdays at 4 on Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
This is Sefa Lufau, former Colorado Buffaloes quarterback, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the show. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. If you missed any of our guests or segments, you can check our podcast out. Available in two places, 1310kfka.com or theholeshow.com. Well, more than two places. All the streams where you can find different podcasts, whether it's iTunes or what have you. Spotify, we're out there. You can find the whole show and download it, take it with you wherever you go. What's on the tube tonight? Well, CSU Wyoming, they get set 7 o'clock tonight, so not too late. I'm not sure, Colfax, if this is on like a national channel. I don't think it's not on CBS. It's not on FS1. So we'll kind of, you know, see there. But it's not one of the national ones. They've had a lot of national exposure lately. And then, of course, Nuggets, Lakers, they'll be on TNT tonight at 8 o'clock. So looking forward to that. It's going to be a big night. Now, normally we would have had a UNC game tonight. Southern Utah would have been the first of the week for UNC. But they did, from my knowledge, they've canceled those two games. The game that's hitting on Saturday as well. So the Bears will get back at it next week. But looking forward to this one tonight. For these two games tonight, CSU Wyoming, CSU looking for win number 13, and so are the Denver Nuggets. Both looking for lucky number 13. Will they get it? I think both of them will. I do. I think both teams walk away tonight, and we have a victorious Thursday. Closing thoughts? Well, this is an opportunity for the Joker again. He's already arriving there. He's getting to that top-tier status. You go beat the Lakers at their home on TNT, the rest of the world will take notice. Good night, Northern Colorado.